And welcome back to Saintsfield and El Rosa, where game two begins with Adam Jaeger, the catcher, to lead things off. The Jaguars, now the visiting team, and the Jaeger taking an Austin Dickman pitch across for a strike. Just underway here. Piers wins the opener 2-0 as Dickman winds and fires the 1-1 fastball high, 2-1. Ryan Ilias and then Jackson Peter, the top three in the order for the Jaguars. 2-1 fastball, foul back. 2-2. Preston Rushlow, the game one winner, right at the 75 pitch count. Talking to Coach Sayre between ballgames. There's one skipped to home. So in this second year era of the pitch count, that means that Preston would be eligible to pitch on Friday night when Osakis comes to town. He was right at 75. If he would have thrown one more pitch, he would have been off. Outside, he walked him. Leadoff walk puts Jaeger aboard. Brings up Ryan Ilias, the Jaguars shortstop. Al Lochner gets the start at first base. Alex Funk at second. Preston Rushlow at shortstop and Jack Suska at third. So an all different look infield here. Reese Kapsner behind the plate. And a step off look chases Jaeger back to the bag. Isaac Oddi is in left field. Peter Schomer, who played short in game one, is now the center fielder. Colton Bozer remains at right field. First pitch is grounded to Lochner, and he fields foul near the bag. 0-1. Jaeger back to first base. Just underway here. Another throw over and almost hit the runner diving back in. Lochner had to field it on the small of the back. No, they just changed clothes. They just changed shirts. Yep. Here's the set by Dickman looking into Kapsner. And the pitch. Runner goes. Pitch grounded right side. It'll find the hole. Jaeger's going to roll for third. The throw is going to go and not in time. And now to second, there will be a play. And Funk with a tag safe. Jaeger goes first to third. He had to hold up and then accelerated and beats the throw. And then Suska's throw back to Alex Funk not in time. And an immediate scoring chance here for the Jaguars in the top of the first. A walk and a single. And the extra base. Pioneers are going to play Suska up at third. Everybody else deep. As Dickman deals the pitch. Laced into center field, hanging up for Schomer. Runners will not tag. Peter guns it to the first baseman cutoff man, Lochner, near the mound. Now batting, number six. Jackson Peter lines out to the center fielder for the first out, and it brings up the DH, Evan Wiener. Right at Schomer. Wiener bats for the starting pitcher here in game two. It'll be Dylan Meyer on the hill for the Jaguars. Pierce took game one, 2-0. First pitch, next pitch. Again to center. This time Jaeger's setting up to tag. There will be a play to the plate. And the throw is in time. Schomer gunned him out to complete the double play. Peter Schomer set himself up, made the catch, all his momentum coming forward, and threw a P to the plate and Kapsner with a tag. A flyout, throwout, double play. Good job by Schomer out in center to keep the Jaguars off the scoreboard. No runs, one hit, one man left. Half an inning. We'll meet the Pioneer batting order for game two after this.
Refinancing, new construction, or buying a home, come in and talk with one of Unity Bank's experienced lenders today. They offer competitive rates, fast processing, and the convenience of local servicing, which means you'll always work with one of their experienced staff members at Unity Bank. Stop in anytime or learn more at unitybanking.com. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Go Pioneers! The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with progressive jackpots starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Are you in the building or remodeling mood but don't really know where to begin? Jason Gruber Construction specializes in new homes, siding, remodeling, and cabinets, kitchens, and countertops. Jason Gruber Construction has been in business for over 20 years. Contact Jason at 320-630-2849 or shoot him an email at jasongruber@yahoo.com. That's Jason Gruber Construction, proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
Dylan Meyer ready to deal his first pitch of the afternoon, and it's taken outside to Jack Suska, third baseman, leading things off here. Then Reese Kapsner and Preston Rushlow. A flyout throw, a double play, ends the top half of the inning. There's a strike. Mike Wydula calling balls and strikes in this one now. And out on the bases is Brent Petermeyer. 1-1 to Jack Suska, and the pitch off the plate. 2-0. Adam Yeager behind the plate again here for game two, catching things for the Jaguars. Ashton Dingman at first. Will Van Beck at second. Ryan Elias is the shortstop. And Suska takes wide again, 3-1. The third baseman here now is Jackson Peter. Daniel Cibula is in left, Abe Peter in center, Cody Lewis in right. Check swing, and he offered at one that was up and out of the strike zone. And it's now a full count, 3-2. Jack had a base hit in three at-bats and a walk in game one. And the set by Meyer. That one's up and away, and Jack's aboard with a leadoff walk here in the bottom of the first. And it'll bring up the catcher, Reese Kapsner.
Number six, Reese Kapsner.
So Suska aboard with a walk. And Reese gets himself set in the box to face right-handed throwing Dylan Meyer. Showing bunt, pulling back, it's low, ball one. Reese bunted his way on in game one. Adjusts the batting gloves, now he's ready to go. He shortens and pulls back as the pitch comes inside again. 2-0 now to Reese Kapsner with Preston Rushlow to follow. 0-0 here. Jackson Peter plays up at third. There's a pitch that's in for a strike. 2-1 to Reese Kapsner. Outfield plays straight away. 370 to center, 322 to the lines, 365 to the alleys here in El Rosa. Throw to the bag. Back is Jack. Rick Shabluski coaching at first. Dan Sayre third. Pioneers in the third base dugout. 2-1 to Reese Kapsner. Meyer's pitch. Suska's running. Pitch popped up. Catcher Yeager in foul territory has it. And there's one away.
2-1.
One out for Rushlow, the shortstop.
Now batting number 21, Preston Rushlow.
Preston threw a two-hit shutout in the opener. Starts at short here in game two. And a first pitch fastball in for a strike from Dylan Meyer to Preston Rushlow. Pioneers the home team here, batting in the bottom of the first. Throw to the bag. They go. Suska will go to second. The throw is in time. They pick him off. Jack Going on first movement, gets picked off. 1-3-6 with Ilias applying the tag. Two outs. And an 0-1 count to Rushlow with the bases empty. Good move by Meyer. And Jack just guessed wrong. Fastball to Rushlow. Strike two at the knees. If Preston reaches, the second baseman, Alex Funk, is due up. Meyer now from the windup. Preston rolls one foul towards his coach, Dan Sayre, who boots it. 0-2 to Rushlow. Ilies and Van Beck both play up the middle at short. Preston hit one up the middle. That was robbed of a hit on a nice play by Van Beck in game one. Just inside, about hand high. And it's 1-2 to Preston Rushlow. Bottom of the first, no score here. It took until the fifth inning to get a run in the opener. In the dirt again. 2-2 now to Rushlow. Dylan Meyer against Preston Rushlow. Yeager puts down the sign. And here's the right-hander's pitch. Fastball laced into right center field. That ball is going to get down. Rushlow will round, take a look, and be satisfied with a two-out single to right. Base hit, Rushlow.
Now batting for the Pioneers, number 2, Alex Funk.
Preston sends one out to right center. Good job by the outfielders, converging to cut it off before it gets to the warning track. And hold Rushlow to one base. And now Funk, the second baseman, to bat. First Pioneer base hit off Dylan Meyer. Funk hits one in the air to center. Abe Peter in the alley has room, reaches up and has it. Rushlow stranded after a two-out single, and after one at Saints Field in El Rosa, it's the Jaguars nothing, the Pioneers nothing.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, Go Pioneers!
Top of the second inning, Jaguars send up left fielder Thaniel Cibula to face Austin Dickman, no score. Each team with a first inning hit, but no damage done as the Jaguars had a runner thrown out of the plate to end the top half of the first. Now here's Cibula to face Dickman to start the second, and it skips to home, ball one. Ryan Ilias had the base hit for the Jaguars. Yeager had walked, and he was thrown out at the plate by Peter Schomer, whose catch for out number 2 in the peg to home for out number 3 as Yeager tried to tag and score. The 1-0 fastball outside corner called a strike to the left-handed hitting left fielder, Thaniel Cibula, 1-1. Dickman goes into the windup. And he fires one in for a strike, took something off, and got it across. 1-2 now, Abe Peter and Ashton Dingman to follow here in the Jaguar batting order. Suska and Rushlow on the left side, Funk and Lochner on the right side, Kaffner behind the plate. Adi Schomer and Bolzer in the outfield, and he lays off a breaking pitch that just missed wide. 2-2 now. And And the pitch from Dickman. Check swing, and it's knocked back up into the net. Didn't mean to go, and just contacted it into the screen. Still 2-2. Dickman okays his sign. And the right-hander fires a fastball. This will be Alex Funk. And Alex boots it and doesn't have a play. An error puts Cibula aboard. And now center fielder Abe Peter to bat. Routine ground ball ate him up. So the Jaguars get a runner with nobody out for the second inning in a row. Lochner will hold with the runner at the bag. And the pitch is butted back to Dickman. He'll go to first to get the out there. Sacrifice moves Cibula to second. One away for the first baseman, Ashton Dingman. Lefty, batting seventh. Rushlow will play up the middle now with the runner at second. Dickman will look back, look again, and deliver. Popped him up behind short. Rushlow out and settling underneath, and Preston will squeeze it for out number two, about 15 feet back on the left field grass. Two outs. Cody Lewis to bat, the right fielder. Still at second is Cibula with two down now. And the pitch, good job by Kapsner to keep it in front. Dickman's delivery was low and in the dirt. Pierce 0, BBE 0. Pioneer softball team wins at home over Long Prairie Griegel 5-2 this afternoon. Their 13th win. There's a fastball on the outside corner, says home plate umpire Mike Wadula. 1-1. Ball and a strike. Two outs. Man at second for the Jaguars in the top of the second inning. Runner gets his lead. Two looks back by Dickman and the pitch. Curveball bends in for strike two called. Will Van Beck would hit next. Pat Ilias, the coach, is in the third base coaching box here, hoping to wave his man around. And here's the pitch by the righty. Swing and a miss. He got him to chase a high heater. Inning over, no runs, no hits, one error, and a man stranded in scoring position. 1.5 in El Rosa, no score, Piers and BBE.
Let me tell you who we are.
What do healthy choices look like at Piers Healy High?
Being part of a team and playing a sport for the name on the front of the jersey.
Giving back to others, volunteering to help when it's needed.
Earning respect through hard work and honesty.
Being in a school that believes we are pioneers, we are one.
Expressing my creative side through music, art, and theater.
Using my voice in a positive way to make a difference.
Support teens making healthy choices. Pioneers!
Funded by ONDCP.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Piers, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League!
Coming to the plate to start the bottom of the second is the pitcher, Austin Dickman. No score. Pioneers and Jaguars here, game two. Pioneers took the opener, 2-0. And Dickman to face Meyer to get things started in the home half. And he offers at the first pitch and sends it back and out of play. 0-1. Austin Dickman, Colton Bolzer, and Alec Lochner do up. 5, 6, and 7 in the order for Coach Sayre, who stands arms crossed in the third base coaching box. Meyer goes into his motion and delivers. Fastball hit in the air. Shallow center. Abe Peter coming in. Should have room. Calls off the shortstop Ilias and makes the catch coming in for the out. Peter for the out in shallow center, one out, and it brings up right fielder Colton Bozer. Colton singled, walked, and scored the Pioneers' second run of the game in game one. And Meyer starts him across the belt for a strike, 0-1. Saints Field and El Rosa, the site of this doubleheader today. Back at Helly Field and Piers on Thursday with Howard Lake Waverly Winstead in town. Up and in to Colton. Ball and a strike to the senior right fielder, Colton Bozer. Pitch comes inside about letter high. 2-1 with Alec Luckner to follow. Meyer back to work. That one delivered low and through the left-hand hitter's batter's box. 3-1 to Colton Bozer. One out, fly ball to center by Austin Dickman begins the bottom of the second. Piers one hit, a rush low single in the first. Strike called. Upper edges of the strike zone. Full count now to Colton Bozer. And the 3-2 pitch. Fastball fought off and knocked out of play. First base side. Jack Siska led off with a walk. Then a pop up to short. Jack then got picked off. Rushlow singled, Funk flew to center. That's the way the first inning ended as Bozer takes ball four inside. Colton to first to bring up Alec Luckner. And Luckner didn't play in the opener. Starts at first base here in game two. As Meyer's first pitch, and it's skied to right center. Peter coming over the center fielder, loses his cap, but makes the catch. Two outs. Peter covering a lot of ground out in center. Anything to the gaps. Ben Schumann has replaced Lewis out in right now again, just like he did early in game one. He's done so again in game two. And the batter becomes Isaac Oddy, who cracked a big insurance double in the top of the sixth inning to put Piers up 2-0. He'll bat with a man at first and two down, and first pitch is low from Dylan Meyer to Isaac Oddy. Next pitch in the dirt again, backhanded nicely by Yeager. 2-0 with Peter Schomer on deck. We're in the bottom of the second, scoreless here in El Rosa between the Pioneers and the Jaguars of BBE. Time granted to, I believe, the catcher, Yeager, asked for time. Pierce's win improved their record to 10-3 overall as Adi watches one come across for a strike. 2-1. 8-3 in the conference now. Jaguars fall to 5-7 overall, 5-6 in CMC play. Adi pops it up. Playable foul territory. Dingman in first and has it for the out. Ashton Dingman retires Isaac Adi on a foul out. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on a Colton Bozer walk. And after two in El Rosa, still no score between the Jaguars and Pioneers. 9-1-2, Van Beck, Yeager, and Ilias do up for BBE.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328. Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Top of the third inning starts with Jaguar second baseman Will Van Beck to face Austin Dickman, the right-hander, 0-0 score, and he swings over the top of a sharp curveball, one strike. 9-1-2 in the batting order for head coach Pat Ilias, meaning Adam Yeager and Ryan Ilias will bat this inning. Next pitch on the 0-1 fastball, ground ball to third, Jack up with it. Over to Lochner, right chest high for the out. One up, one down. Top of the order now, the catcher, Adam Yeager, walked and was thrown out at home to end the first, trying to tag up on a fly to center off the bat of Evan Wiener. First pitch from Dickman to Yeager, bends wide, ball one, as Dickman begins his second trip through the Jaguar batting order. 25 pitches now for Austin Dickman. There's a curveball across. Brought it inside a little bit more and got the outside corner called. 1-1. Left-handed hitting Adam Yeager. State wrestling champ for the Jaguars. Up high. 2-1. Ryan Illy is on deck. Ground ball to third, leading off this inning. One down. The 2-1 fastball, strike on the corner, 2-2 now to Yeager. Pioneers and Jaguars in game two of the doubleheader, Dickman's 2-2 windup. Just outside, close pitch, taken 3-2 to Adam Yeager. One strikeout, one walk for Dickman through the first nine batters he's faced. Walk this guy Yeager to start the ball game. Payoff pitch, fastball low. He's walked him a second time. Yeager to first. Shortstop Ryan Ilias comes up. Ryan with a base hit his first time up. 1-1. Stroked one through the right side. Yeager went to third on the play when the throw went to third. Ilias, good heads up base running, took advantage. He ended up at second. Up high. And away, almost a mini pitch out there. One ball, no strikes. Jackson Peter on deck. Austin Dickman looks to first. And now runner goes, pitch waved at, throw it down to the bag, and not in time. Yeager steals a base. Rushlow over to accept the throw, but pitch was a swinging strike to protect the runner. It's 1-1 with a runner at second for BBE here in the top of the third. One away here as Dickman facing Ryan Ilias. Rolled foul to the on-deck circle. 1-2. Played there by Jackson Peter. Next man up here in the order for BBE. Gorgeous night, little bit of a breeze, lots of sunshine, and we're almost midway through game two of this doubleheader today. Think we'll get it in. Fastball, got him, swing and a miss. Big strikeout for Dickman to record the second out of the inning. And it'll bring up the third baseman, Jackson Peter. Peter lined out to center fielder Schomer for the first out of the first inning. Hit it hard, but right at Peter. Two-way now here in the top of the third as Yeager gets his lead out at second base. Walked and stole the base to get there. Dickman checking him and delivering. Inside corner, strike called. This is the three spot in the order for BBE. Jaguars are back here Thursday. Eden Valley Watkins in town for two. In the dirt, down at the feet. Ball and a strike. quickly approaching the end of the season. One ball, one strike here. Dickman on the hill getting this game two start for the Pioneers. Pick off to second, and Yeager alerted to it and dives back in with Rushlow, the shortstop, over. Dickman with a 1-1 count. Fastball, good knee-high fastball from Austin Dickman is called strike two. 1-2 to Jackson Peter. The look in by Dickman, the check back to second, and the pitch home, breaking ball, moved him inside, 2-2. Evan Wiener on deck. Alex Funk will play up the middle at second base. Rushlow is the middle infielder, kind of keeping an eye on Yeager, making sure he doesn't creep off with an extra couple of feet on his lead. 2-2 fastball lined up the middle. Base hit. Schomer comes up. Yeager will round and gets the stop sign on a bullet hit up the middle by Jackson Peter. That got out to center field in a hurry. And after seeing Schomer throw out Yeager at the plate to end the first, as fast as that ball got out there, Coach Elias was not going to risk another inning-ending put out at the plate. First and third with Evan Wiener to bat. That ball got through the infield in a heartbeat. It's this guy, Wiener, that flew into the double play to end the first. And the step off by Dickman. Runners retreat. First and third with two down here as the Jaguars again with a threat here. They've had the better scoring chances so far. Fastball fought off, out of play. Fouled straight back by Wiener, who bats for the pitcher Dylan Meyer as the DH. 0-1. Dan Sayre up and pacing in front of the dugout, positioning his defense. I think he wanted Bozer to shade the line a little bit more, if I'm reading Danny's hand signals correctly. 0-1 breaking ball in for a strike. 0-2 now to Wiener. We'll see if they send Jackson Peter here. He's being held by Al Lochner, the first baseman. Dickman with an 0-2 count. Ready? And he steps off, and they're going to go to second. Funk will put the tag on. What's the call? They say safe at second. Safe at second. And on the back end, Yeager scores. Well, the Pioneers guessed right. They just didn't execute. And Yeager scampers home, and it's 1-0. Double steal. Dickman stepped off. Peter took off for second. They went to second. They just didn't put the tag on. Now the 0-2. Just outside. 1-2. Right-handed hitter at the plate. Now it's up to Dickman to minimize the damage here. 1-2 breaking ball. Just up. 2-2. Cibula on deck. Evan Wiener trying to drive in a run with a man at second and two outs. Now time granted. So the double steal by BBE puts them up one zip here in the top of the third. Check swing and out of play on a foul ball. Keeps his at bat alive, protecting the plate at 2-2. Two and two the count. Strolling off second, Jackson Peter. And Dickman deals a fastball. Checked as the ball broke low in front of home, and it's taken for ball three. 3-2 to Evan Wiener. Pioneers trailing 1-0 in the third inning here in El Rosa. Payoff pitch again. Fastball, ground ball to third. Jack Suska on the short hop to Lochner, and he is out at first. Bang, bang, play at the bag, but it's in time. Jaguars, though, get a run on a hit. They leave a man. And after 2.5 in El Rosa, it's the Jaguars 1, the Pioneers 0.
Kenco Drywall and Pierce says good luck to the Pierce Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the Upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Pierce says, go Pioneers! Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is, DR Trucking of Pierce. Doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery. So don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking. Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Leading off, Peter Schomer, and he takes strike one from Meyer. BBE 1, Pierce 0. We start the bottom of the third. Pop foul, and that's going to drift and out. 0-2 to Schomer. On deck, top of the order, Jack Suska, and then Reese Kapsner. 33 pitches unofficially now for righty Dylan Meyer. No strikeouts, couple of walks, one hit. A Rushlow first inning single. The 0-2 to Schomer a little high. 1-2 fastball that time came up in the zone. 114, here we go. Jaguars execute a double steal in the top of the third to score 1-0. Floats that one high over the head of Schomer. 2-2 to the sophomore center fielder. Myers 2-2 pitch. Fastball fought off. Peter Schomer, shortstop in game one, center fielder in game two. Will probably be, I'm almost certain he'll be pitching Thursday night one of the games against Howard Lake. Fouls another pitch back and out. Last pitched Friday night. Complete game win for Rushlow in game one. Preston eligible to pitch Friday night at home against Osakis. Two and two to Schomer from Dylan Meyer. Trying to start things here in the third. Taken outside. Full count to Schomer. Here's the payoff pitch. Fastball. Got him to reach and lift a fly ball lazily into left. Caught by Cibulo. One away. Fly out to left. Starts the home half. The third turns the order over to third baseman Jack Suska. Suska at the plate so far has walked and was picked off. Fouls the first pitch back, and it's 0-1. Strike D. Work ahead, bud. You got it. On deck is Reese Kapsner. One strike. Meyer goes into the windup. Here it comes. Off speed and off the plate. 1-1 to Jack Suska. Fastball again, wide of the plate. 2-1 to Suska. Pioneers have had a runner every inning, but nobody's advanced to second yet against Meyer. Jack lifts a lazy fly to center. That's going to be caught. A couple of routine flyouts, and there are two down. Abe Peter with the putout, and it's the catcher, Reese Kapsner, now. Reese with a pop-up to shortstop, Ryan Ilias, in shallow left field in the first. Pioneers down 1-0 here in the bottom of the third in El Rosa. Inside, ball one to Reese. Rush low with bat if Kapsner reaches. Turns one around, but fouls it over the bullpen down the left field line. 1-1 to Reese Kapsner. Reese has the speed to beat out an infield hit. Infielders will have to come up gunning. Reese hustles right out of the box. Here's the 1-1 pitch. A little bit high. 2-1. Dylan Meyer on the mound. Goes into his windup. Here's the 2-1 pitch is low. 3-1. Jaguars leading 1-0 here. The 3-1 pitch from Meyer to Kapsner. Ball four. Inside. And Reese goes to first. And it brings up Preston Rushlew, who cracked a single into right center his first time up. Third walk by Meyer. One in each inning so far, but no damage done. Reese a threat to go. Not this time. Rushlow takes a strike right at the belt. See if they send Kapsner in motion and hope that Preston can grease one and score Reese from first. Dive back to the bag on a close play. Back in safely. Reese Kapsner. Jaguars also thinking running game in play. Line drive, center field, down for a hit. Kapsner rounds and holds, and Preston 2-for-2. And now Alex Funk will bat. A two-out walk followed up by a two-out single, and the tying run is at second base here in the bottom of the third for the Pioneers, and Yeager will go out to the mound to visit with Meyer. Alex flew out to Abe Peter in center to end the first, went after the first pitch. Kapsner the lead. The pitch to Alex is on the outside corner, about knee high, taken for strike one. Two outs, the set by Dylan Meyer. Alex hits a high pop up left side of the infield. Peter at third has it to end the inning. Pioneers leave two men aboard, and after three in El Rosa, the score remains BBE 1, Pier 0.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
At Schomer Insurance, we know that you want to be covered by somebody who understands what's important to you. That's why we protect and value the trusted relationships we build with our customers above all else. Because when trust is earned, trust endures. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers!
Daniel Cibula, the left fielder, to lead things off. In the top of the fourth, BBE 1, Piers 0, Austin Dickman's 1-0 pitch. Low for a 2-0 count, Cibula reached on an error on a grounder to second in the second inning. Left fielder here for the Jaguars in Game 2, starting pitcher in Game 1. The 2-0 pitch. Missed high, 3-0 as Dickman now with 48 pitches. He has struck out 2, walked 2. He's allowed a run on 2 hits. Behind in the count here, 3-0. There's one at the knees. 3-1. Abe Peter, Ashton Dingman due up here for BBE. Three-one pitch. Another fastball is strike 2 called, and now it's a full count to the left-handed hitting Thaniel Cibula. As Austin Dickman tries to work all the way back from a 3-0 count. Payoff pitch, fastball, outside, walked him. Leadoff walk brings up center fielder Abe Peter. We'll see if the Jaguars are going to try and bunt him over here. Leading 1-0 here in the fourth. Jack Sisko will come up on third, thinking possible bunt. Peter did bunt his first time up. Dickman checks the runner, and time granted to the hitter. Nobody out after the leadoff walk issued here by Dickman. Third time in 4 innings. There's a bunt. Pitcher up with it. Dickman to first in time. Good sacrifice accomplished there. And Cibula is now at second with one out. Abe Peter with a pair of sacrifice bunts here. And now it is Ashton Dingman, the first baseman. Pop to the shortstop. Rushlow, his only time up here. Left-handed hitting shortstop. With one out, man at second, and he leaves a fastball high, ball one. Outfield straight away, maybe in a step in center in Schomer. Runner creeps off second. Look back to the bag, and now the pitch home is rolled up the first baseline. Dickman will shovel it over to Lochner for the out. On the play, Cibula to third. Kind of a swinging bunt there. Two down, and Ben Schumann will bat. Schumann. Runner at third, two outs here in the inning. Big runner out there for the Jaguars. Foul back, good cut by Schumann. He was on that ball. 0-1. If he reaches, Will Van Beck is due up. Dickman goes into his motion and delivers, and it's swung on and missed. 0-2. Like a sharp breaking ball from Austin Dickman, trying to leave that runner at third now. Austin will lead off the bottom of the fourth. And Dickman's pitch. Rolled foul towards third. Just got contact to stay alive. Cibula at third, two down here. And a pitch from Dickman, and it's grounded to Suska. Jack will fire it across to Lochner to get him. Nice play. Suska to Lochner, and the Jaguars are empty in their half of the fourth. No runs, no hits. One man left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's the Jaguars leading the Pioneers 1-0.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition. And their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Pierce Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world-famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Pierce Pioneers.
Bottom of the fourth, and here's the pitcher, Austin Dickman, and he knocks the first pitch he sees out of play, 0-1. Jaguars 1, Pioneers nothing. Bottom of 4 here in El Rosa. Austin flew to center his only time up. He'll be followed by Colton Bozer and Alec Lochner. Long foul, two blocks south of the ballpark. 0-2. Two strikes to Austin Dickman in the five spot here in the order. Goes the opposite way in the air to right. Schumann tracking on the run. He won't get there. It's foul. Long run. Ben Schumann, good effort. Just out of his range. So another hack coming here for Austin Dickman. Pioneers trailing 1-0. Each team with two hits. Pioneers with an error. And Myers pitch. Roped up the middle. Van Beck knocks it down behind the bag. Threw him out. Nice recovery, Will Van Beck. He plays a nice second base. And there's one down for Colton Bozer. Bozer walked in the second inning against Meyer. One of three that Meyer has issued. Pioneers have yet to get a man to third today. They got Reese Kapsner to second last inning. And Colton takes a little bit high above the letters. 1-0. Dylan Meyer, the starter, still out there. There's a strike. Evening the count at a ball and a strike. Colton Bozer with Funk to follow. Excuse me, Lochner to follow. Just off the plate, 2-1. Pioneers are down a run here, bottom of four in a game scheduled for six innings. Ooh, Well, Colton's done a lot of that today, having to bend away from high, tight fastballs. 3-1 now. Three-one delivery to senior Bolzer, and there's ball four. Gets moved off the plate, and Bolzer's on base again. Couple of walks here for Colton, and it'll bring up the first baseman, Alec Luckner. Al with a fly out to center, 0-1 in this one. Tying run aboard here with one down in the fourth. Lochner takes one low, ball one. Colton Bolzer is the runner at first, gets his lead, held by Dingman. Swings through a good fastball, good cut, but good zip on the pitch by Dylan Meyer. 1-1 now to Lochner, see if he can time that one. Shorten up the swing a little bit. Adi on deck. 1-1 delivery, low, good stop, Yeager. Two balls and a strike, the BBE catcher doing a nice job behind the plate. Outfield playing straight away for Lochner. Meyer pauses, throws to the bag, and back safely is Colton Bolzer ahead of the sweep tag from Ashton Dingman. 1-0 BBE, bottom of four, man on first, one out for the Pioneers in their at-bat here. Swing and a miss. 2-2 to Lochner. Meyer challenging him inside. Short lead at first for Colton. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, got him. First strikeout of the game is a big one for Meyer. It's the second out of the inning. It leaves things up to left fielder Isaac Adi here in the fourth. Isaac popped to the first baseman in foul territory to end the second, 0-1. And Meyer plants one on the outside corner for a called strike, 0-1. Adi with a double into the left field corner in game one. Takes it down or up high as he bails out of there. 1-1 now to Adi. Two down for Meyer and the Jaguars in the field. Adi awaits the pitch. Swings and misses. 1-2. Peter Schomer on deck. Low runner goes, throw to second, and that is not in time. Bolzer runs his way into scoring position on a steal. Throw was just a little to the second base side, allowing Colton to slide in. And the tying run now at second, and a 2-2 count to Isaac Adi. Little bleeder into right field. They're going to wave him around. There will be no throw as the ball juggled out in right, and Adi has tied the game. And Adi ends up at second base. Single on an error on the play, and RBI as Bolzer was running the whole way, so it's 1-1. And now Peter Schomer will bat. Just a little flare into right. Good at-bat by Adi to drive in the tying run. Schomer takes one on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. So Isaac Adi having one of his best days here. Big RBI in game one. And Schomer hits one to left center. That'll find the gap. Adi around third. Schomer digging for second. Schomer will stop with a double into the gap, and it's 2-1. And the Pioneers get big hits from the 8 and 9 batters in the order to tie and then take the lead here in the fourth. And the coach Ilias is coming out, and he's asking for the baseball. So the afternoon ends for Dylan Meyer. Pitching change here in El Rosa. We'll tell you about it when we return. Pioneers now lead it 2-1.
Pierce Freedom Fest is back in 2018 for their 6th annual music festival, headlined by Montgomery Gentry. Also featuring the Fabulous Armadillos, Confederate Railroad, and platinum-selling group Lone Star. Pierce Freedom Fest is Saturday, July 14th at the Janola Ball Fields. General admission tickets are on sale now for just $40. And a limited number of VIP tickets are available for just $125. For more ticket and concert information, head to PierceFreedomFest.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Hey everybody, Jason Sedlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. Finally, the weather has changed and spring is here. Swing into our Piers location and check out or test drive our Gravely lawnmowers. And also check out the line of steel equipment, especially the FS56 string trimmer to give your yard that finishing touch of beauty. For the big farmers, we have various seeds for sale with brilliant seeders for rent to get them planted. For that first cutting alfalfa, we have ag bags, twine, net wrap, and ag baggers for rental too. If there's something we can help you with, call any of our four locations or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com. Thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
Jack Siska facing new pitcher Eli Buchholz out there. 2-1 Pioneers now, and the first pitch in for a strike, 0-1. So the RBI double by Peter Schomer gives the Pioneers a 2-1 lead here with two outs in the bottom of the fourth. Off the plate outside, 1-1. Two out hits from Oddie and Schomer here to tie it and give them the lead. Next pitch. Down the line to right, and that is a fair ball. Around second and into second with a double, or excuse me, around first and into second is Siska with an RBI. Schomer scores, 3-1. And now Capser to hit. Just fair, scalding it down the right field line. Another extra base hit for Jack Siska. Three straight two-out hits for the Pioneers. Now Capser, who's popped up and walked. Inside, ball one. Closes the book. Three runs allowed on four hits for Meyer. Two looks back to the bag at second in the 1-0 fastball. In for a strike. 1-1. Pierce 3, BBE 1 now in the fourth as Caps are trying to keep it rolling here. Takes one at the knees. Called strike. 1-2. Rush low on deck. Reese will try and just reach out and punch it somewhere here and get Siska home. Here comes the 1-2 look in and the delivery. Off the plate low. 2-2. Buchholz ready. And the 2-2 pitch, ground ball to third. Got by into left field. Siska's going to be waved in. The throw to the plate is not in time. And Capser will go into second on an RBI single. And Siska comes in to score. Four straight two-out hits. Brings up Rushlow. Preston's 2-for-2 today in this one. Reese Capser Singling past third. And he goes to second on the throw to the plate, which wasn't in time to get Suska. Heads up base running there by Reese. First pitch to Rushlow, skips low, ball one. Bats waking up a little bit here in the fourth inning. And Rushlow gets hit in the back. First and second, Rushlow will go to the first base bag, and it'll bring up Alex Funk, the ninth Pioneer to bat in the inning. Alex has flown to center, popped out to third. Four runs have scored with two outs for the Pioneers here in the bottom of the fourth. And Buchholz fires a strike, 0-1. Two men on base. Reese Kapsner, Preston Rushlow. They measure their leads, and Buchholz comes high, ball one. On deck would be Dickman, the pitcher. One ball, one strike. Buchholz trying to get his team off the field here. Funk hits it to third. It got underneath Peter's glove. They will send capture. The ball then gets away from Cebule and left. And Reese scores to make it 5-1. Rushlow to second. Right under the glove of third baseman Jackson Peter. And Dickman will try and keep it rolling now. All of this with two outs here in the inning. Good fastball in for a strike, 0-1. Austin started the inning, hitting the ball hard, but Van Beckett second with a fine play for the out. First and second, two outs, five runs in here in the inning. Inside, close pitch, 1-1. Bozer on deck. Now we're going to have a runner. Marshick will run for Rushlow. Jesse Marshick running for Preston Rushlow. Pinch running appearance. One ball, one strike. Marshick with his lead out at second. There's one tap to third, but foul to Coach Sayre. One ball, two strikes to Austin Dickman. I gave Peter an error on that last play. It was right to him and under the glove. Here's the pitch on two strikes. Dickman ropes one up the middle. Base hit. Marshick will be waved around. Jesse will score. And now the throw through, and Funk thought about coming around third. Goes in back to third as the throw comes all the way through, and Dickman drives in a run with a hit. Jesse Marshick coming home. Funk to third, and on the throw to the plate, Dickman goes alertly to second base, and I believe we've got Blake Kowalczyk running at second now on the courtesy. I think that's 18 out there. The batter now becomes Bozer, Colton Bozer, second and third. High pop to left, and this is Cebula with room. And there's the out to end the inning. But a lot of damage done in the bottom of the fourth, and all of it came with two outs. Pioneers scored six runs on one, two, three, four, five hits, two errors, two left. And after now four innings at Saints Park in El Rosa, Pioneers now have a 6-1 lead on the Jaguars.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Cassie Rushlow, a member of the Pierce softball team. The Pierce Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers, and fans that helped make all of the seasons a success so far. We would like to thank all of the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. With spring sports seasons finally in full swing, we would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is great entertainment. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
Are you ready to feel like the master of the wood-fired grill? Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack, here to let you know that we now carry Traeger wood-fired grills. Traeger grills are smart, and you'll get the perfect results every single time you cook. You won't get things that taste too smoky, dry, or charred like you can on other grills, and no matter what you cook, it always tastes delicious. So stop in and check out the Traeger grills and all the accessories we have at Design Electronics Radio Shack in Little Falls.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition. And their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
Back in El Rosa, where Colton Bolzer has just made a fine running, sliding catch out in right. First pitch, Riley Linares, a pinch hitter, flies to right. Nice play, Colton. One pitch, one out here in the fifth inning. 6-1, Pioneers top of the order. Now Adam Yeager. Off the plate, ball one. Yeager has been up to the plate twice, walked twice, and scored their run. Did so in the third. Terrell Shaw's in the game in left field now for Pierce. Fastball roped to Terrell. That's going to get over his head, or will it? No, Terrell. Oh, he dropped it. Right off the glove, and Yeager will cruise into second. Shaw over to the left center gap, and the ball tailed back on him a little bit, but that was a catchable ball. It was really hit hard, and Shaw had it clang off the glove for a two-base error, and now Ryan Illy is the shortstop to hit. Second Pioneer error in this game. One out here in the inning, the top of the fifth. Illy swings and misses, 0-1. Ryan has a base hit to right and a strikeout in this game. Pierce gets six runs with two outs in the bottom of the fourth to grab the lead. Jackson Peters on deck. Dickman on the hill. And the 0-1 in for a strike on a curveball. Called a strike. 0-2 to the Jaguar shortstop. Again, just a six-inning ball game. So one out here in the fifth. Pioneers just need five more outs. They're up by five runs. Two strikes to Ryan Ilias. Left-handed hitting shortstop. Dickman throws a fastball by him. Got him swinging. Strikeout for out number two. Brings up third baseman Jackson Peter. Base hit last time up. Lined out to centers previous time. So he squared it up twice. Stole the base as well in the third. Third strikeout of the ball game for Austin Dickman. Low, good stop, Reese Kapsner. Coming into the inning, 58 pitches for Dickman. Checks the runner. And delivers a high fastball, snatched out of the air by Reese Kapsner. 2-0. Pioneers back home. They've got three more games this week. Two Thursday night, doubleheader with Howard Lake Waverly Winstead Friday night, 7 o'clock against Osakis. Eden Valley Watkins comes here to face the Jaguars Thursday for a pair. Laced to center, Schomer over. Schomer catches the ball. A rocket to center, hauled in by Peter Schomer. And Jackson Peter couldn't have hit that one any harder. No runs, no hits, one error, one left. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Pioneer 6, Jaguars 1.
At At Shomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Shomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Shomer Insurance today.
Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meets a Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Piers Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Piers Fire Department, and you are their sports.
To the bottom of the fifth, Alec Lochner, the first baseman, to lead things off. Piers 6, BBE 1, and Eli Buchholz ready to go to work in his first full frame. And he got a strike across, 0-1. Lochner, Adi, Shomer do up. Oh, excuse me, not Adi, Shawl in the game in left, so Terrell will bat second. Swing and a miss, good changeup. 0-2 to Al Lochner, who has flown to center and been out on strikes. Fouls one back, got a piece of it to hang in there. Eli Buchholz in relief of Dylan Meyer here, a right-hander for the Jaguars. Up and in for a ball. 1-2. On Friday, the Jaguars hosting a tournament here. So they've got a busy next couple of days as well. That one comes up over the head of Lochner. 2-2 now. They'll play Wilmer, I believe, here Friday night at 7. 2-2 pitch. Fastball hit in the air to right. Schumann over, tracking it and reaching up and making the catch in the shadows. One away. Lochner hits it to right, and it'll bring up the left fielder, Terrell Shawl. Batting in Isaac Adi's spot. One out, bases empty now here in the bottom of the fifth. Piers 6, BBE 1. Shawl hits the first pitch he sees on a line to left, in for a hit. Shawl attacks the first pitch and singles into left. Hit number 8 for Piers. And now Shomer, the center fielder. Terrell went right after that first pitch and lined it to left. So here's Shomer, an RBI double in the fourth. Takes low, ball one. Top of the order on deck, then Jack Suska. Ashton Dingman holds with Shawl over at the bag. And Shawl's running. Jaeger's throw, head first slide, is cut off by the pitcher. Steal here for Terrell Shawl. Pitch was a strike, so it's 1-1 to Peter Shomer. With Shawl running his way into scoring position. Buchholz, fastball, roped into left, base hit. And they're going to wave him around. Shawl will come in to score. Ball kicked around out in left, and scoring on the play is Shawl to make it 7-1 as Shomer delivers the hit. And it turns the order over to Jack Suska. There's going to be a visit to the mound first. I don't think this will be a change. Coach Ilias is not coming out. It's an assistant, so infield comes up on the hill. Ball was kicked around out and left, but Coach Sayre was waving Shawl around the whole way. Suska now to bat. Jack has walked, doubled in a run, and flown to center. He was the first batter that Buchholz faced when he took over in the fourth. Visit to the hill is over, and Suska ready to bat. 7-1 now, Pioneers. One out, runner at first. Runner goes, pitch is roped and fair inside the line to right. Suska around first, digging for second, and he will go in with another double. Just fair inside the right field line is Jack Suska with a pair of doubles here in this second game with a doubleheader. Second and third now for catcher Reese Kapsner. Bottom of the fifth, one out. A run is in. Two in scoring position for Reese, who drove in a run with a hit last time up. He's also walked in this game. Reese, ground ball to Ilias. Took a big hop over his shoulder. Schomer will score. Suska's being waved in, and Kapsner gets the benefit of a bad hop single in the left to score two. Boy, Ryan was all set to make that play, and the ball just skipped right over his right shoulder. He had no chance. And now Rushlow representing the game-ending run here. 9-1. Could end this by the 10-run rule if he gets a hold of one. Throw to the bag. Back with a hand first slide is Reese Kapsner. So a 3-RBI game now for Reese Kapsner. And the pitch to Rushlow in the air to left. Cibula got turned around, but he adjusts, reaches up in front of the track, and makes the catch. Out number two. Now, Preston made a bid. He hit it a long ways. It's 322 to the wall. Preston probably got it about 310. And now it's Alex Funk, the second baseman. 9-1 with a 3-run fifth on the heels of a 6-run fourth. Pioneers were down 1-0 going into the bottom of the fourth and then suddenly woke up with two outs and scored six straight runs. Alex takes low and away, ball one. Alex reaching on an error underneath the glove of the third baseman last time up. He's 0 for 3 in the ball game. Kapsner at first, two outs, and the pitch. Off the plate for a ball, 2-0, with Brandon Dickman on deck. Looks like Brandon will bat for Austin Dickman. Two-0 pitch way outside again. Three balls, no strikes to Alex Funk. Buchholz readies and delivers home on 3-0. Funk taking all the way in for a strike. 3-1 now to Alex. Let's get his bat going here. 3-1 count. Should see something pretty good to hit. Kapsner will be running on contact with two down. Good speed. He's certainly capable of scoring. And there's a drive out to center, but Abe Peter on his horse over and makes the running catch. And it ends the inning, but the Pioneers tack on three more. Two-run single by Reese Kapsner and an RBI hit by Peter Schomer. And after five complete in El Rosa, it's now Piers 9. BBE 1 last chance. We'll start with Evan Wiener for the Jaguars.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way, with 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects. Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker. Providing free bids, quotes, and estimates, Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers. If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
Eli Buchholz will bat here to start the sixth against Austin Dickman, and he takes strike one. Piers 9, BBE 1, final at-bat here for the Jaguars. And a curveball bends across, a quick 0-2 count to Eli Buchholz. Three strikeouts, three walks for Dickman, trying to go the distance here. Got some run support today. Swing and a miss. Capser will apply the tag for the strikeout. One away. Strikeout number four for Austin Dickman. And with two outs, we get Ben Bowie to bat. Bowie for Cibula. B-O-I-E. First pitch, ball one. Abe Peter on deck. Fastball swung on and missed. 1-1. Pierce scoring six in the fourth and another three in the fifth. Jaguars got their run on a double steal in the third. Here's the pitch by Austin Dickman, and it is at the knees for a called strike. 1-2 to pitch hitter Ben Bowie. Low. 2-2. Two hits allowed here for Dickman today. Illies with a first inning single. Jackson Peter a third inning hit and a swing and a miss at a high fastball. Strikeout. Two down. And Abe Peter will come up as the last chance for the Jaguars. Two down here in the sixth. Abe today, he'll be swinging away here. He's bunted twice successfully in sacrifice situations, so he's done his job. Played a good doubleheader in center field and takes a strike here, 0-1. Two outs and Austin Dickman ahead in the count, 0-1. Fires the next pitch, and now the Jaguars are down to their final strike as Dickman got the inside corner. 0-2 to Austin Dickman to Abe Peter. Popped up, middle infield. Funk coming on behind the mound, and he's got it to end the ball game. And the Pioneers sweep a doubleheader in BBE today. We'll wrap it up next as the Pioneers take game two, 9-1.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine. The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls, and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline on Main Street in Pierce.
Pierce sweeps a doubleheader here in El Rosa today. 2-0 in game one and 9-1 in the nightcap. 9 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for Pierce. They leave 7 on base. A run, 2 hits, 2 errors, 5 stranded for the Jaguars. Complete game win in the second game for Austin Dickman. Allows a run, 2 hits, strikes out 5, and walks 3 in his effort today. So Austin gets the win. The loss goes to the Jaguar starter, Dylan Meyer, 3 2/3. He allowed 3 runs on 4 hits, a strikeout, and 4 walks. So the second pitcher, Eli Buchholz, will go 1 1/3, giving up 6 runs, 7 hits, no strikeouts. He walked 3 and hit a man. Pierce trailed 1-0 after the Jaguars got a double steal to get Adam Jaeger home in the third. But then in the bottom of the fourth, with 2 outs, Pioneers erupted for 6 runs. RBI double by Peter Schomer, RBI double by Jack Suska, RBI single Reese Kapsner, an error, and an RBI single by Austin Dickman. And the Pioneers turned it around to the tune of 6-1. They added 3 more in the next inning. RBI single, Schomer, 2-run single, Kapsner, to make it 9-1. So the Pioneers sweep 2 here in El Rosa today to improve to 11-3 on the season and 9-3 within the conference. They will get a home doubleheader against the Lakers of Howard Lake Waverly Winstead. That'll be Thursday starting at 4, and they'll close out their week Friday night at home taking on Osakis. The head coach of the Pioneers, Dan Sayre, joins us when we come back.
Hey everybody, Jason Sedlovsky here from Sunrise Egg Co-op. Finally, the weather has changed and spring is here. Swing into our Pierce location and check out or test drive our Gravely lawnmowers. And also check out the line of steel equipment, especially the FS56 string trimmer to give your yard that finishing touch of beauty. For the big farmers, we have various seeds for sale with brilliant cedars for rent to get them planted. For that first cutting alfalfa, we have ag bags, twine, net wrap, and ag baggers for rental too. If there's something we can help you with, call any of our 4 locations or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com. Thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers!
Welcome back. We are in El Rosa where the Pioneers make a successful trip over here. And they break their string of splitting doubleheaders, I guess, first and foremost. Nice to get a sweep here, Coach.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, last couple of years we've played, or we've came here, we haven't exactly played well. We've had some good teams that lost, and, you know, it's a beautiful ballpark, a nice day for ball, and it's always a battle here against these guys. They're coached well, they play the game the right way, and, yeah, the second game the score was 9-1, but the game was a lot closer than the score dictated. Actually, the both games are very, very close games.
early tone setter in this second game started with Peter Schomer's peg to the plate to get that runner out at home to end the first.
Yeah, you know, those plays a lot of people don't talk about at the end. But they had second and third, nobody out in the first inning. You know, there's a fly out to center, which a guy was kind of 50-50 on Tagan and Dent. And then Peter made a great throw, and Al Locke made a great relay. It was bang-bang. And you practice it all the time. You tell the kids it might happen two or three times a year. And it was a big play. You know, that guy scores, who knows, the next guy comes up, gets a base hit. We might be down 2-0, and it's a whole different ball game.
Austin Dickman gives you another complete game for you, and he's just, you know, he's not going to blow guys away. He's not going to put up staggering numbers out there, but he just goes out there every inning and keeps firing strikes and gets a little bit of run support like he did tonight, and he's done a very nice job for you.
Yeah, excellent job. You know, he's thrown three complete games for us so far, holding forward Painesville and tonight, and, you know, he's sneaky quick. His ball kind of jumps on you. He's got a really good curveball. You know, and to be honest, tonight, the only times he got into trouble is when he walked a guy. You know, a couple guys walked on full counts, but I love Dickie on the mound. It's just his mound presence. He's a battler. Every time he comes out, you know, after the fifth inning, the last three games, now he's a coach, I want to finish it. And I love when kids say that because he's just got a pitcher's mentality. We call him the little bulldog.
You were down 1-0, and the bottom part of your order got you going there in that fourth inning. A couple of big hits from your 8-9 guys.
Yeah. Huge plays. You know, I believe Colton was on first with two outs, and I think Isaac had two strikes on him, and, you know, he punched one in right field. And actually, I was surprised how shallow the right fielder was playing, and kid made a great effort and dove for it. Fortunately, we scored a run, and more importantly, Isaac got to second on it, and then Peter doubled, and Jack had a hit, and, you know, it opened up. Yeah, it opened up things, and hitting is a contagious thing. You know, credit to BBE's pitchers for throwing strikes, but by no means do we feel like we're going to get fastballs blown by us. A lot of guys are out front in their front foot, and we finally got a roll in the fourth inning, which kind of led through the fifth inning, and hopefully that carries in the rest of the week. We said that early on, hitting is contagious early on in the year, and hopefully we can keep it rolling now.
You've been able to maneuver guys around, juggle the lineup, kind of experiment a little bit, but with Jack up there, a couple of doubles in here. He's such a good hitter, such a small strike zone, a short compact swing, makes such good contact. You like him up there. He doubled twice today. You got Reese doing his job. If it becomes a bunting situation with his speed and his bunting ability, he's a perfect two-hitter there with a little pop. And then you got Russell, who's just hitting everything.
Yeah, you know, we kind of juggle some things, and sometimes people say, why do you do it? Well, just to make a change, but I do like Jack at leadoff and Reese too right now, just for the fact of Jack is, you know, a gap-to-gap hitter, and Reese is an excellent bunter. I think Reese had two or three great bunts. He's had a couple suicide squeezes for us. He hits the ball to the right side, so we might stick with that, and hopefully those guys are able to set the table for Preston, who's having an excellent year, and I really like our 8-9 hitters, like you mentioned, have been getting on for the top, and those kids can run. One of those guys up top can catch a gap. It makes for fun to watch those guys run.
Well, it's a long bus ride back over to Piers. We'll let you get back and get on the road. Busy week yet to come. Howard Lake for two on Thursday back at Helly, and then Osakis comes over Friday night.
Yeah, it should be a fun week for us. You know, we got home Thursday, home Friday. The way it looks, we're hoping to have New London Spicer home next Tuesday, and then finish the year off with St. Cloud Cathedral home next Thursday. And we told the kids, hopefully it's the last time we jump on the bus. Next time we do, hopefully it's the Putz Field, which would be meaning you're playing a double elimination. So fun way to finish up the season. It's going to go quickly. Hopefully keep playing good baseball.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Pioneers win 2 today, 2-0 and 9-1 over the Jaguars. We mentioned their upcoming schedule at home on Thursday, at home on Friday night. Howard Lake for 2 on Thursday, Friday, a 7-inning game with the Silver Streaks in town. Next up for this BBE team, they're home here again on El Rosa. Thursday, Eden Valley Watkins will play a conference doubleheader here, and then they'll host a tournament here, starting with Wilmer on Friday night. Final thoughts on this game next.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck. Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is DR Trucking of Piers, doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery. So don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking. Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Doubleheader sweep for the Pioneer baseball team today. 2-0 in game one, 9-1 in game two. Softball team wins at home over Long Prairie Gray Eagle, 5-2, 13 strikeouts for Brittany Bozer in that one. And the track team had their conference meet down in Howard Lake. We'll have some results on that a little bit later tonight. Our next broadcast will be Thursday night. We'll have the doubleheader with Howard Lake Waverly Winstead coming up. First game, 4 p.m. from Helly Field. Again, Piers 2-0 and 9-1 wins here in El Rosa. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Pioneers improve their mark now overall to a record of 11-3. See you Thursday, everybody.